96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, we're doing it again. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. After this rough week in the news, it's time to get it off your chest. If it's a pet peeve, if it just got on your last nerve this week, we want to hear about it. And we have great guests to help us along with this issue. Comedian Nikki Moore is back. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Harold.
Good to see you. So is funny man, Kashawn Wilson.
What's going on?
And Washington Post columnist David Ross.
Good evening.
Yeah, he's really going to get things going tonight with his latest offering in the Washington Post. If you haven't read it, if you haven't seen it, you will after this conversation. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Okay, so let's get right to it. I think the title of this column says it all. Men, we're too boring and rude for DC's great women. All right, Dave, why are you starting stuff?
Well, first of all, this was an empirical study.
Okay.
You're saying? So I mean, like, this wasn't like I just didn't pull this out of nowhere. So when I rejoined the dating world, mm-hmm. I was kind of, first of all, I had walked into it thinking that DC women were going to be very stuck up. That's what I had believed prior.
Really?
To. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that can be said about like a lot of DC women.
No.
Yeah. And so what's interesting about the dating apps is that it narrows it down to people who just have your interests. Mm-hmm. So like I was impressed with the amount of women that I found to be pretty fun and enjoyable. And basically it was to the point, like, even if nothing progressed, it was an excellent time. And every woman that I went out with complained about DC men, and these have been complaints that I've received from also the women in my family, the women I'm close with. Why do you have a smirk? Why,
I mean, like, I just love
I'm curious. I'm curious to know what that smirk is about. I mean, like, these complaints aren't. You've been hearing them for a long time. I don't think they're rooted. I don't think that they're like they're worth nothing. I think there is some validity there, because if you look at the ratio, I mean, think about the ratio when it comes to like black women and black men.
Okay.
A lot of black men don't have to do a lot to get a very amazing black woman.
Really?
In DC because there are no options. So you got some black men. So like if there was more options, you know what I'm saying, perhaps this black man might not be getting a nod.
Maybe not. Nikki, what are you saying? I see the duck lips coming out on you already.
Bring it.
Mm-hmm. He said bring it.
He said bring it.
Wait a minute, David.
All right.
I think he might be right.
Okay.
You know, these young girls have messed up the game, and that's your generation. You know, you're right about the women, though. We're fabulous. We really are. But as far as the dating situation is concerned, it's pathetic. I try to school young girls, you know, who are in my circle, mm-hmm. because they just give up way too much for way too little.
Hmm.
I'm like, let them pay. You want to take you out, let them pay.
Okay.
I go on a date, I wish somebody would ask me to pay. I'm be like, I'll pay, but you know, I'm thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? You sure? Because if I pay, all this is off the table.
Okay, Kashawn, now hold on. Now, are men lame like David is saying in this column?
All right, I did not say every man was lame.
Yeah, but I see lame right here.
First of all, I want to know why every single date you went on, you had the same conversation about men.
They brought it up. They brought it up. I didn't search for it. I didn't say, like, how
that
was your past
dates?
That
may be why the dates aren't going that well for the women out there. You keep talking about other people you
went
on dates with.
But this is just women I went on dates with. Mm. Because, like, in researching the article, I asked women in my family, asked women that I was very close with, and I said, what do you think about the D.C. man? And they were like, extremely pompous. You know what I'm saying? Like a God's gift to women complex. They were like my God sister talked about like, you know what I'm saying? A dude will walk up. She was like, I'm not responsible for carrying on the conversation. You approached me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just so I mean, all these
so
things.
Aggressive.
So aggressive.
So aggressive.
I'm
all this hostility.
Yeah. I'm not bringing all
this. Let me go to the phone lines because this is obviously something that somebody wants to get off of their chest.
Don't talk to Arlington.
There you go.
Not talk to Arlington.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I hope I have the pronunciation correct. Is it Lizette?
Lizette.
Okay. Lizette. So, what do you think? What are you trying to get off your chest this week about men?
You know what? He's 100% correct.
Oh.
They're rude. They don't speak.
Oh man.
Mm. When you make eye contact with men in this area, mm-hmm. they'll turn their head. They don't say hello.
Wow.
It's like, excuse me, hello, see me. I'm not originally from here, from Philadelphia. Mm. And I told somebody the other day, I said, my men in Philly are more friendly than the men in this area. Mm. They're like, you joking. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here since 09. And guess what? It's hard to find a good man in this area.
Wow. Is that, well,
I don't know where they are.
Well, keep looking. Keep looking. Don't,
I am.
Yeah, don't.
Don't go to Southeast, girl.
Yeah. don't give up. Don't give up. Let me go to, Kabiru. Kabu? Is that
Kabiru.
What? Yes, from Arlington.
Yes.
Help me with your name there.
It's a brother. Right,
it's Kabiru.
Kabiru. Yeah. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Musical name. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm originally from West Africa, and I think that all women are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have about plenty of sisters and you know, family members. I just think that women have a very unrealistic expectation around DC specifically, which puts men in a difficult situation.
Okay.
Now, that being said, I agree with the lady saying that if you take a woman out, you definitely should pay for her.
You
shouldn't be expecting a woman to pay half of her tab, mm-hmm. you know, or anything like that. You're taking her out. You have to treat her as a queen. You know, I believe in that. Now, you know, if women would just loosen up a little bit on us, you know, don't give it up too easily, but don't make it so unrealistic about, you know, your expectations as well. I think.
What's unrealistic?
Yeah. Thank you. That's my question.
What's unrealistic?
Oh, unrealistic would be, you know, like, ask a woman per se, what do you expect in a man? Or, you know, what kind of man do you see yourself with? Mm. Well, I want my men to do this and to do that. And, like, so many things that you want a man to do when it's so easy to have a man that can do all of those things. Are
what,
you willing
what are
to
those
teach
things?
Oh, see, now you're
like,
misbehaving.
Anything you want a man to do, actually, you can get a man to do. Are you willing to teach him how to do that? That's my point. It's, you have to be willing to teach your man to be your man, because, you know, he was somebody else's man before.
Well,
and you're not that person. So,
well, Kabiru,
you know,
I'm gonna let you go because I've got a lot of folks on the line. My question is, gosh, can you train him to be interesting? My mother always said the 11th commandment is thou shalt not bore me.
Mm.
And you know, so,
yes, we're. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I think we've been talking a lot about like economics, like mm-hmm. paying for a date and stuff like that. This was not the focal point of the article about
right.
about the economics.
Right.
It's more about like, you know what I'm saying, like men just being more interesting and stuff. Because I mean mm-hmm. I have a lot. I'm not gonna throw them out, but I have a lot of friends that look, like when it comes to dates and stuff like that. I mean, they were really not really bringing a lot to the table.
No
and
swag.
Nothing.
Boring.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Yawners.
You know
yeah.
They got a degree and a job, and they're like, I made it. You know what I'm saying? like no, you didn't.
If you don't like DC men, go to Largo. Hyattsville is right there. That's three stops away on the Green Line. Go to Waldorf. It's not that far.
202.
I'm not from here. I don't know.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Hold on. 212-319-7810. What's your pet peeve right now? We're talking about men in D.C. Are they too boring and too rude? We're going to talk about cell phones
and
in just a
poor.
Bit, too. Yeah, well, there's that. Calvin calling from Southeast. What's on your mind?
Oh, God.
Man, it's my thing is, my birthday is 7-Eleven. I'm tired of women that want to open their legs up like my birthday. You know how long 7-Eleven stay open? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
See, Calvin. See,
I you know
the,
that's
you,
right.
How long, yeah. how long were you thinking about that line, Calvin? He was like, I'm about to kill him with this one.
Birthday at 7-Eleven.
Y'all wait till they get this one.
Yeah, we definitely had to let Calvin go.
Calvin sounds like my ex-husband.
7-Eleven.
Let me go to Sean. Sean calling from Bladensburg. Sean, what's on your mind?
Oh, good evening. How you doing?
Doing just fine.
I'm calling about the political climate in America.
That's your pet peeve for the week? Get it off your chest. Go right ahead.
I'm just disgusted, first of all, that how many people are voting for Donald Trump? Mm. Nobody talks about his ignorance, his misogyny, his bigotry. Mm. And there's so many people coming out supporting him. That just shows you where we really are as a country, how less we've progressed over the years.
Well, but you know what, Sean? This is America. You can vote for whomever you want to vote. I mean, that's the great thing about America. And maybe it is shining a light on some of the more unusual aspects of the voting population.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with that because I'm like, he like highlights all the all the psychotic and racism. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand people don't want him to be using it as the tool as using it to get into the White House. But I'm like, this is interesting that all these people. I mean, these thoughts had existed. They weren't just like, okay,
they didn't just come out of nowhere.
Donald Trump appears to the crazy poor white people, and there's so many more of them.
And now we see how many there are.
Exactly. Yeah. And the scariest part of this entire scenario for me is that he just might make it.
Mm. Interesting.
Watching Donald Trump is like how black people watched Flavor Flav's reality love show. It's like, you know it was bad, but it was entertaining.
You couldn't
stop. And you always just assumed it was going to get canceled, but it just kept coming. They kept finding 25 people that wanted to fall in love with him.
Yeah, but there was a special part of us that always rooted for Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
we all knew that that was just a show and it was going to stop at some point.
That's what we thought.
We're talking about this person getting this close to becoming the leader of the free world.
Yeah. We need to let DMX get the Democratic nomination.
Jesus.
DMX versus Donald Trump.
If he sings, we don't the Red Nose Reindeer.
I say get the Cat Williams.
Hey, look, Sean, I just hope you're in Maryland. You know, Maryland votes in the primary April 26th, so don't miss out.
See, ladies, he has something to talk about.
It's not just about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, also, you have Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz wasn't even born in America. He was born in Canada, so he's not even eligible to run for the presidency. And it's right there in the Constitution.
But see, there's the big debate. There's the big debate. You know, you heard that about President Obama. Now you're hearing it about candidate Cruz. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to touch
that.
Has
anybody asked for his birth certificate?
No. You know what? I don't know. I think Donald Trump did say something about that. Who knows? Anyway, Sean, don't forget to vote. Thanks for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Free your mind. Get it off your chest. Bridget, what's on your mind?
Hey, hello, everyone. Thanks for taking my call. This is what I want to say. We've been a little bit too hard on D.C. men. Mm-hmm. You know, you get out what you put in. Maybe if we brought up the caliber of what we're asking for men, maybe they'll bring up the caliber of who they are.
Ooh.
The bottom line is you get out what you put in. Some women don't put out very much, so they're not going to get very much back in.
Okay.
I'm a woman. I put out a lot, so I don't have that trouble. Whether it's D.C., New York, Chicago, I don't have that trouble.
Wow.
So I say to all the wonderful women, don't settle, and you won't have to deal with it. We know from the door what the guy's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
So don't waste your time.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much. I have some words of wisdom. I need to get ready to take a break. But if you're on the phone, please stay with us. And we're still going to be taking phone calls. Get it off your chest. Free your mind. Friday at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. We're also going to talk about the obsession with cell phones. Yeah, this isn't an old thing. Can you just put it down and talk to me? Don't text me when you're sitting right next to me. We're going to talk about all of that. Free Your Mind Friday. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141 on this Friday evening. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.